Blog Talk Radio.
Jennifer N.A. at Bienvenue, a guest called Jennifer. Aujourd'hui est le 11 février et je diffuse des Bethany, Delaware. Puis-je commencer? Good evening, everybody. This is Jennifer, and this is an hour for you by me. Just call Jennifer. Give a call tonight and join the conversation at 657-383-0732. Inspired, let's get moving, let's get organized, let's change what needs to be changed. It's time to address the undone, what has you stuck. What's the problem with the chaos that surrounds you? Why are you feeling low? Why are you feeling depressed? The uncertainty of moving forward, or the anger of having to address something that sits behind you. It's time to start investing in the quality of your life. Once again, this is Jennifer N.A., formerly Jennifer Ryan, and this is CNO Blog Talk Radio Solutions for your lifestyle, for your home, your career, whatever path it is you need to change, whatever path it is you are taking that you find obstacles along the way. If you call to join the conversation, you will be entered into a monthly drawing. There will be a prize at the end of the month, and it will be a raffle from everybody who calls in and asks the question to get unstuck and to remove the chaos in your world. My website is www.createneworder.com. Don't be surprised if in the next couple of weeks you're going to find a page that says Getting Reorganized, because that's what we will be doing. And this is blogtalkradio.com/createneworder. My email is solutions@createneworder.com. And the call-in number again is 657-383-0732. And thank you to sound.com for your lead-in music and the break music that you provide to us, unlicensed music that really makes me happy to hear it every time the show starts. Createneworder.wordpress.com is jolts and jots of thoughts now and again, and I share with you on my written blog. So visit that, and you can always make a comment or ask a question there, and we will have it for our next show. So what's going on? I opened up the show in French because I am really working on my French for my trip to Europe this year, which I'm really pretty excited about. I have a lot of traveling coming up in the world, and the first real major traveling is of course, going abroad in June. So more about that as we get closer. I'm pretty excited about it. Every month I chose to get something booked and something taken care of on the way to making it to that trip. I'm really excited about it. I can't wait to tell you about it because Girl in Town goes abroad. It's going to be a lot of travel segments. And my phrase of the day that I must remember every single time I go shopping is je peux. Is when you go into a shop and you want to get something off a rack or something on a rack, you ask the shopkeeper, and that means, can I? That is an etiquette in France in shopping that I didn't know. But according to Rick Steves, Paris 2018, that is a tip to shopping. So I will believe it. I will choose to believe it. There's lots of tips in this book, and I absolutely recommend to anybody who's traveling to anywhere they have never been before, pick up a travel guide for where you're going. It will help you learn the little tricks and shortcuts that may help you to have a much more pleasurable trip. I'm really looking forward to it. I believe I'll be going to St. Michael. There's many gardens that I want to visit, and I'll be going to Notre Dame. And, of course, the Eiffel Tower or never mind. We'll get back to that in a little while. I went shopping today. Girl in Town is going to talk about not where she was today. We'll talk about that at a different time. We're going to talk about Greenport, Long Island, and we're going to talk about a yoga studio, an experience that I will tell you, everybody should make the time to experience and understand. I'm not a big fan of yoga because I guess I'm a little bit impatient and I need an instructor. Doing it on my own has never been real gratifying. But Girl in Town is going to talk about where she did do some yoga and something else that was eye-opening and unbelievably wonderful in my experience. So that will come up at about 20 after the hour. Once again, this is Jennifer Anae, formerly Jennifer Ryan, and this is CNO Blog Talk Radio Solutions. Just call Jennifer. You have a question, now's the time to ask at 657-383-0732. So what's in my cup? Well, Evian water, as usual. You know how I feel about alkaline water and Evian's commercial product of a natural spring water, not filtered water, high in magnesium, and has the highest pH balance of any natural water, I believe, available on the market. And for some reason, I find that Evian water seems to be disappearing off the shelves. I'm not quite sure why. That is what's in my cup. Earlier today, and our dinner tonight, we actually got some Greek food instead of cooking, and I got to take all the leftovers home from Mom and Dad. I have my menu clear for some salmon, roasted vegetables. That's what I'll be having tomorrow. So cooking ahead is something I'll be talking about in the weeks to come, and cooking for one. And it's important because there's so many people in my boat these days where living single and taking care of yourself and not wanting to be out all the time. I love to share a meal. Don't get me wrong. I love to go out to a great restaurant and share food and experience new foods. Absolutely positive to do it. But it's not something I want to do on a regular basis when it's just me. And I don't mean to say just me. I want to continue prepare my meals because I enjoy it, and I want to make sure that I'm preparing healthy, satisfying meals as well. So in the coming weeks, I'll be talking about cooking for one and portion sizes, because as I still continue to lose some weight and I want to lose a few more pounds, the portion sizes is really what I'm going to focus on, and nutrient-rich foods, of course. And that'll be coming up as we go along, and maybe after my first book, published. Fingers crossed, everybody out there, keep saying a prayer for me. Maybe the second book will be Living Single and Eating Well. Who knows? I always have great ideas. Right now in New York City, it's about 51 degrees. Bethany, Delaware, where I am, is 65 degrees. Today was an incredibly warm, balmy day. And on the beach, it was just so beautiful. It was mysterious. There was a fog. It was dense, but it was overhead. So everything was white. You know, you couldn't really see the horizon, but the waves and what was right in front of you was just slightly misty and mysterious looking. You could see the fog sort of blowing. There's always a little bit of wind here in Bethany, but the water was just super clear and clean, green, and had some really really good power to it. It was not furious or angry, but it was strong and motivating. It felt energizing to watch the waves today. So 65 degrees right now in Bethany at 8:09 p.m. And Cape Cod, Massachusetts, 49 degrees, so somewhere around what New York is experiencing. Lake Mary, Florida, hello, Patty, is 81 degrees. I wish I were there. I would have went to the beach and gotten a tan today. London, 35. Paris, 35. It's about the same. And as we watch the weather, the two places that I will go, the temperatures seem to be about the same in that region. So I wonder if June will be that way as well. Reykjavik, Iceland, for my friends there who listen to the podcast, it's about 35 degrees as well. So London, Paris, and Reykjavik are on the same temperature scale right now, wearing the same kind of coats, I suppose. I read a story this week about two men who have had a friendship for over 60 years. And the two of them never knew their biological parents. Both of them were adopted, and they have been the best of friends for 60 years. And they both decided to test their DNA, and they found out that they were biological brothers after being best friends. I think this is an incredibly inspiring story. There are many people, many schools of thought on DNA testing. And with DNA testing now, with 23andMe and Ancestry.com, I believe there's three or four, maybe there's more. I may not just be aware of all of them. That, you know, they can keep your DNA, they can use your DNA, they can match you with other people. I don't know what your privacy rights are really about how they can inform anybody about you, or how they can tie you together, like if they can give you, you know, your email out or your phone. So that's something to explore about these new scientific ways of identifying us, which is a little scary. It's a little sci-fi, you know, thriller-ish. But I think it's fascinating that we have in our day and age the technology to find out that our best friend could be our sibling, our natural sibling. And I find it really inspiring because these two were bonded as friends, and they turned out to be blood. Would their lives change because of this information? I don't know if it would change. Will they feel like they have more of an obligation to each other because of this information? I don't know, but I do know that I will reach out and try and contact them because I would love to hear their story or hear anybody's story like this. Because I find it fascinating that the world, as big as it is, can become so much smaller by testing our DNA and finding out that, you know, we are related to the person that we sit next to at work, maybe, and we never thought about it. So what a world we live in, and it's wondrous to me. I don't really know if it's good or it's bad. I just know that it is. And tapping into that maybe something I will do too. Who knows? And if I do, of course, I'm going to share it here. I like to share everything I experience because I think we need to communicate more with each other instead of only reading stories on our smartphones and really isolating ourselves from social media and the internet only. I think that we need to talk more these days. People are talking less and less, and people are getting more and more frustrated because they're not communicating well, and we're losing a certain social level that I really hope we don't lose. It's scary to me to think that we're all going to become isolated in our own space and looking at computer screens in order to interact with each other. That would be incredibly sad. So that's the positive spin today that I found interesting and fascinating, and I hope that if it happens to somebody, and that it's not good news that you're related to somebody. You know, maybe there's somebody that you don't care for and you find out you're related to them. How will that change your life? Once again, I would love to hear from people and their stories and know their experiences with genetic testing and DNA tests. I think it's fascinating. And I would love to hear more and more stories of the good. And I'd love to hear stories of things that maybe are not so good. You know, what are the drawbacks to this DNA testing? What do we have to lose by using it? And why wouldn't it be? What would be the drawbacks to doing this? Today is National Make a Friend Day. Isn't that interesting? It's National Make a Friend Day, and these 60-year-old friends actually became brothers for real. It's also National Inventors Day. Go invent something, anything. Invent a recipe. What's it going to hurt? Absolutely nothing. It'll be a fun experience for you and your family. National Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day. Haven't heard that term in a really long time. And it's National White Shirt Day. Well, I'm wearing a white shirt, believe it or not. I love white shirts. And find out what the national day is today and celebrate it for absolutely no good reason, except it's a little bit of fun. National Make a Friend Day. Go talk to somebody. If you're in a coffee house, you're in a store, talk to somebody new for absolutely no reason. Just say hello. I played tennis this weekend. I played yesterday and I played today. And there were a couple of new people there who were as friendly as could be. And I was surprised because some people aren't friendly at all. And everybody on the court yesterday and today were very social, and everybody introducing themselves immediately, and everybody rooting for each other or laughing or encouraging each other, or, you know, hey, great shot. It was a good experience yesterday, today on the courts. There was a really good group of people, really good attitudes, I feel like. They could be considered friends. I think it's important, you know, that we pay attention to other people, we talk to other people, and we recognize other people. Today's political, all I have to say is this: resignations and continued turmoil in our government. The stock market is down and turbulent, and who knows what's next? I leave this with you. We need to carefully decide if we are going to be proactive and get involved to change things for the better, or just sit by while turmoil reigns, because I don't see any balance in our government. I don't know that I'm seeing any improvement to make America great again. And I'm getting very discouraged because I'm not seeing relief on the working man. I'm not seeing relief in healthcare and the looming costs with very little coverage. That's bankrupting middle America. Who pays the bills? I'm not seeing any difference in the quality of life as people work so, so hard to get somewhere, to raise their families and put a roof over their heads. These things aren't changing, and they're not changing fast enough for many. I am fortunate, and I don't forget how fortunate that I am, but it's really important that we pay attention, because we need to get involved. Chaos cannot continue. That's all I have to say about that. Once again, it's National Make a Friend Day. It's National White Shirt Day. And this week we have February 14th, Valentine's Day, coming up. Now, a lot of people I've heard from this week have spoken to me about the fact that they don't celebrate Valentine's Day because they really don't see it as being a real holiday, that it's a contrived holiday, maybe caused by Hallmark in order to buy cards at one time. Now it's, the florists of America to sell roses, or maybe the jewelers to sell more jewelry. Whatever it is you do, I would suggest that instead of spending money on flowers and an expensive meal and a piece of jewelry, I highly recommend that you just spend time with each other quietly, with no smartphones, with no media, with nothing else, and just talk. Have a nice dinner together and spend some time. We fail to realize that spending time with somebody and giving them our full attention, letting them know how much we care about them or how we feel about them, is so incredibly important. And sometimes we get wrapped up in our world, and our worlds are heavy, and we have so much going on, and there's so little we can do to control things, and we forget to remind the people that we love just how much we appreciate them, just how much we like them, just how much their smile means to us, just how much them being in the same room with us means to us. On February 14th this year, don't make it an expensive holiday. Make it a quality holiday. Make it one where you don't fail to say the words that somebody might need to hear from you. It's important. It's important to make sure people know that you care about them. And if you're in a relationship, don't forget to let them know just how much you care about them. They might need to hear it. They might need that smile. They might need simply a hug. They might need a couple of laughs, but maybe sitting in the same room together and just simply talking about anything and anything, whether it be silly or serious. February 14th should be about spending time, really quality time and attention on the person that you really care about. That's my suggestion. What's on my tray this week? Nothing's on my tray since I'm down at Bethany and at my mom and dad's. And there's no tray in front of me, but I do have two things to talk about besides the fact that my mother made me eat a piece of blueberry pie with whipped cream tonight. So that means there's nothing but gym time for me on the calendar this week. Oh, yeah, yeah. As you struggle with weight, don't go visit your mother. She'll feed you. This is Jennifer, and this is Just Called Jennifer, CNO Blog Talk Radio. Give us a call to join the conversation at 653-383-7732. Put your 2 cents in on the conversation. We have a caller tonight, and I see that she's out there, and I'm glad she's out there. Susan's going to join us, and I'm hoping to update you on her new endeavors. Since the last time we spoke to her, she was let go from La Mer, from Bloomingdale's, and I guess they're downsizing the cosmetics department. And she has different directions. We talked about the last time she was on the show a few weeks ago, and I'd love to hear the update and see how she's moving forward. So, Susan, hang on the line, and we'll be with you in about 10 minutes. Right now, it's 8:21, and Jennifer, me, girl in town, went out to Greenport, Long Island. And what's in Greenport, Long Island? Well, other than some really beautiful old buildings and some great scenery and some great places to eat and being just about at the end of the island where you can get the Orient Point Ferry, one more town. I spent last Sunday and I went to, hold on a minute because I want to make sure I get the name of the studio correct. My sheet is not showing. Hold on. Stay with me. And we went out to the North Fork Yoga Shala, and that is Claire Coppersino's place. She owns the business, and she conducts this great, great studio in a historical building in Greenport, Long Island, that it used to be, this building used to be a Masonic temple. Go online to www.northforkyogashala. It's NORTHFORKYOGASHALA.com. And just look at the pictures of the space. It's delicious. It is such a big open space and the beams above you and the high ceiling. It's really beautiful to be there. It's just a vast, open, clear space. What better place to practice yoga? Now, Claire, this is the first time I ever met Claire, and my friend Margaret has been going to her studio for quite some time, just loves it there. And I would love to continue a conversation with her, so I'll invite her on the show to talk about what she does and how beautifully she does it, and some of the other instructors on in her yoga studio. So I'll talk about the instructor that I had on Sunday morning. His name is Huck, and he was instructing, and he was talking. He was talking about our attitudes and our thoughts and our behaviors and how we so often lose balance in our thinking, or we get involved in running around and working hard and spending time on things that maybe don't deserve our time. And then we, sorry folks, and then we find ourselves asking ourselves this question: why am I spending time on this? Why is this taking my time? Why is the life being sucked out of me? We ask ourselves that question. Well, he suggests, and I have to say, I completely agree with him. If we ask ourselves, why am I spending time on this? Then we really have to evaluate why we are. We need to stop and pause for a moment and see what it is about this that is negative, because it's negative when you are spending time on something you don't want to. Think about that and sit with that a little bit. Pay attention to it as time passes. Pay attention to it tomorrow. Pay attention to it in an hour after this broadcast. What is it that you don't want to be spending time on, and why are you? And then practice some yoga. Do some basic yoga stretching. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it. You may even have a yoga DVD in your house. I am sure you can log on. I know there's a website that my friend Margaret uses that she has suggested for me, Yoga Glow, where you can tune into classes and do those classes on your own. Do them. Try them. And take some yoga classes. I've never been a big fan, but this particular class did something for me. Number one, my body really felt it. My muscles really felt it. I felt very stretched out, and I felt very limber after the class, and I felt challenged, which is what I need when it comes to exercise or health and wellness. I need to feel challenged so that I can feel a really strong benefit. Give yoga a try, and if you don't get anything out of it, you may need to try a different studio. After the yoga class and after that, you know, incredible benefit from the practice of that day a week ago, there was a session of bells or singing bowls. You may have heard them referred to. It's a Tibetan tones sound therapy. And I will tell you that I felt terribly cold during this. And it was explained that we might, that the warmth will leave our extremities and sort of go to our core. It will go to our heart and to balance out our chakra. And that was very uncomfortable. And I really didn't care for that much. But then at some point, I didn't feel that cold anymore, and I felt incredibly comfortable. And I don't know when it happened, but I achieved a full meditative state. And it was such an incredible feeling. I can't describe it. But once I came out of it, because there's a certain way with singing bowls or, you know, this Tibetan sound therapy that they pull you out of it. There's a certain tone that will pull you out of it. I was so thrilled, and it was such an incredible experience. I've tried meditation before. I've never gotten to a meditative state. This is my very first time, and it was incredible how great it felt, how calm and balanced but strong I felt at all the same time. So the yoga session not only offered me balance, you know, through my body and through movement and through what Huck had to say about how we think or how we react to something and how we shouldn't do that and we need to balance ourselves and pause. And then followed by the Tibetan sound therapy that put me in this meditative state that made me feel absolutely balanced. It was an incredible, incredible experience. So I'm going to mention their name one more time. I'm going to mention Claire's name one more time and the website. And if you're out on that end of Long Island, and even if you're not, find a yoga class and just go and experience it. You don't have to be perfect. Yoga is a practice. It's something that you do ongoing to get better at. And the practice is about you. It's not about competition with somebody else. Your body may not be able to move a certain way. There's a few poses that they were doing that 10 years ago I would have been able to do. Can't do them. They're just not happening anymore. My body doesn't move that way anymore. If I continue to practice, maybe it will. But once again, Claire Copersino, and it's NorthForkYogaShala.com. You can always tune in and find her information on my blog radio at another time. If you didn't write it down, one more time, www.NorthForkYogaShala.com. It was an incredible experience, but I would highly recommend you check out Tibetan sound therapy, and I will tell you, you can find singing bowls, meditations on YouTube as well. So if you're willing to give it a try, you can try it in the privacy of your own home. So that's Girl in Town, and that's where she was, and to share with you. Get out there on adventure and try something new. It doesn't matter what you try. It doesn't matter when you try it. Just go out and try something new. You will start to grow in your thinking. Your perspective may change about something if you give it a try, especially something that you really don't care for very much. Go give it a try. You may not have tried it for years. Oh, yeah, I tried that 20 years ago and I didn't like it. Well, it's now 20 years later, and you may have an opportunity now to experience it in such a better way. What do you have to lose? If you're looking for something, if you need something to fill a void in your life, or if you need something to balance you because you're living in a world of clutter and chaos, seek something only for you to pay attention to and to nourish yourself with. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's yoga, whether it's painting, whether it's running, whether it's walking, whether it's cycling, whether it's a hobby of some craft, do something for you that doesn't involve anybody else, just you. If your friends go to the gym, get a pass and go with your friend and give something a try that you haven't tried before. If your friend goes to a spa and gets facials once a month, go get a facial once a month. If you're saving money and you've got yourself on a tight budget, start taking walks by the water. Start taking walks through the woods. Find yourself company to do that with. There's many people out there looking for the same thing. Do you know what I noticed? I go on Meetup and I look at the groups available to me and maybe something that I want to do. I've noticed that on Meetup.com, there are many groups that just to play board games. All different ages meet in the same group. You know, there could be kids and older people and, you know, middle-aged people. It doesn't matter how old you are. There are groups where you can just meet up and go and play board games, like sit and play Monopoly or Sorry or Scrabble or whatever, and they just meet to do that. How much fun is that? Just to go and play board games with people who like board games. Give it a try. How about a card group? Go play poker or start your own poker group, poetry group. Go start a writing group. Go do something that's outside your normal. That's something that maybe you've always thought about doing, but you never got around to. What are you waiting for? Because life is short. This is Just Call Jennifer, and you can call in tonight to join the conversation at 657-383-0732. And we are talking about getting out and unstuck from whatever it is that you have surrounding you that is undone. Get it off your back, folks, and start living lighter and free from the weight of the inevitable. Stop avoiding what's in front of you that needs your attention. Tackle it. I'm going to tell a story. Once upon a time, I had a client who was very, very active. He was on the board of several different foundations. He had a home office, and he ran a family trust, and he ran a business. He was a busy guy, and he really had such a great manner. And he had a family with children that were somewhere in the 10, 12 range when I was working with him, and we met all our goals. And he was talking about working out. He's talking about how he's put on some weight and he's feeling sluggish, and, you know, he has a gym in the basement. And I said to him, well, do you use it? And he said, no, I never go down there. And I said, why not? And he said, you know, I don't really like the room very much. It's not very pleasant, which is one of the problems with putting in exercise equipment in our homes. We tend to put them in the darkest corners, you know, so they're sort of out of the way, but it doesn't make us feel good to get there. So a suggestion, just a little hint here, folks, make it very attractive wherever you put that exercise equipment because you're going to want to be there. That's one of the allures of getting to the machine. I digress. Anyway, he said that, you know, he knows he needs to be on these machines. He has it accessible to himself, and he just feels like he doesn't have the time. He doesn't want to go down there because it doesn't feel good. So we redecorated the room, and we made it a very pleasant space for him, and we made sure that the sound system was good so that he could plug in some music while he went down there. And he still didn't get down there. So we had, I told him that his goal was to get down there for 3 minutes and only do 3 minutes because he was complaining about how time consuming it was. And I said, can you make that commitment? And he thought that was ridiculous. He said, 3 minutes? What am I going to do in 3 minutes? I said, look, just do 3 minutes. So I said, can you make that commitment every single day this week to do 3 minutes? And then we'll talk about it when I come back. And he laughed at me and he thought I was ridiculous. And he said, okay, fine, I'll make the commitment. 4 days later, he called me. He didn't even wait until I came back. He called me and he was laughing. He was laughing so hard, he now said, I'm sorry because I'm ridiculous. And I said, excuse me? And he said, well, I've gotten down to the room every single day to do my 3 minutes. And I said, well, did you accomplish it? Did you do your 3 minutes? He said, no. He said, no. He said, the first day I did 30 minutes, and the second day I did about 45 minutes. And then each day I did between 30 minutes and 60 minutes on the machines. I said, really? I said, but you weren't supposed to do that. You were supposed to only do 3 minutes. And he said, I know. He said, I get it. The 3 minutes was just to get me there. The rest was up to me. And since I was there, you knew I would stay. So thank you. And I feel ridiculous. And I said, don't feel ridiculous, because by the time I get there another 3 days, you will have spent another 30 minutes to 60 minutes down there if you keep your commitment to yourself. And I bet you took off at least 2 pounds this week. So he started laughing, and when I saw him at the end of the week, he took off 4 pounds, and he was really very happy. And he just tells himself every single day to go down and do 3 minutes, because it's laughable, it's doable, and it's really all you have to do. The rest is what you want to do, and it's a different motivation. So what's undone and what you think is really difficult or daunting can be that simple. So what I suggest to you this week is to spend 5 minutes doing the undone. Only five. Now, I told you the story and the end result. I only expect five. Don't do 50 minutes. Don't do 30 minutes. Just do five. Do 5 minutes and chip away one tiny little piece of the thing that is looming above you, and watch how much lighter you feel. And then the next day, do another 5 minutes. The next day, do another 5 minutes. By the end of the week, you will have spent more than a half an hour on this undone project or this undone thing that you feel is impossible. And that 35 minutes is going to inspire you to continue, so it is then behind you. It's finished and over, and something else you don't have to think about. That is how you approach the undone. You simply have to pick something up and do it. Right now, I'm working on my French so that I can, you know, get out a few words and not sound like a total moron when I am in France. So I practice every day. Je peux, can I? Yes, I can. Je peux. Think about that. Think about it. Can I? Je peux? Oui. Oui. Yes, you can. Doesn't matter how great you are at anything. I was so afraid today, because I haven't played tennis in quite some time. I was so afraid yesterday and today that I wasn't going to play well. Well, guess what? I played much better than I thought I was going to play, and I had a ball. I didn't lose as much as I thought I would in the last couple of months. And that is because I am becoming a more experienced player. Am I a perfect player? No, I don't think there's any such thing. Well, and then again, who just won the Australian Open. Perfect players, they're not perfect, because it's a constant challenge against yourself to be better. It's a practice as you play. And I suggest to you that you work on that. That is what it's important to do, is continually work toward something to get better at it. That's what this is all about. Just call Jennifer tonight, 657-383-0732, and talk about what has got you stuck. get the stuff off your back. And right now we're going to join Susan, see how Susan is doing on her endeavors for her new life and the changes that have come. Hello, Susan.
Well, hi.
How are you?
Mixed?
What does that mean?
Mixed. Well, you know, big adjustment what happened. All the different things that have happened at once, but let's focus on the work situation. And after almost nearing 20 years in that position or in that store, and all of a sudden it's not there anymore, is quite an adjustment.
Right. So now you're not.
So I left.
You finished. You finished. Right. You had your last day.
Last Saturday was my last day, and Sunday was my first day of the rest of my life.
There you go. And well, how does that feel?
Sunday felt terrible.
Okay.
To be honest with you, it was just terrible. I didn't know what to do with myself, and aside from the fact that it was a very nasty, glum kind of a day. But it's an adjustment, and all of a sudden, I said to myself, I was concentrating on the things that I was leaving.
Oh.
And that's what kind of was upsetting me. On Monday, I started to focus on the arrival of a new life, and what am I going to do first, you know, and I'm still kind of grappling with that because there's a lot of things that are going on at once. First of all, to take care of loose ends, things like that. And then today, one of those things, which has to do with my art, which I won't expose that right now, but I thought to myself very positively something I really want to try to do in that endeavor. Something, not that it's so unusual, it's something that's been on my mind. I've even talked to you about it over the years. And I'm mm-hmm. really going to try and look into doing this. And I'm not going to report on it right now because it's just a little idea in my brain. And then
right.
the rest of the stuff I just have to take care of, which has to do with, technically, in terms of, you know, work. And all the things that I have to take care of, you know.
Well, you mean the things that you have to take care of as far as leaving the job? Or things
I already
you took.
I took care of that. I took care of the leaving of the job, which had to do with signing papers. You know, now I have to go into exploring. What I was left with, you know, I actually have, several things that I have to call company about. I have to think about, I have several connections that I have to talk, which have to do with the possibility of that subbing.
Okay.
Teaching because I am a teacher. So, but I do know this one thing, I cannot indefinitely stay home. It would drive me totally nuts. But, I kind of got unfocused and kept thinking about those work kind of situations and dream kind of situations and then fun situations like, now maybe I can be in a book club or maybe I can be in a crocheting club or maybe
okay.
I can do some more, just what you just said, yoga. One of my neighbors is going to a chair yoga, which
oh.
I was curious about exploring, and that's right nearby in the library. So I thought I would try that. So, again, I'm a little bit all over the place, but I'm allowing myself because there are a lot of options.
Right.
I don't know what else to say. I'm not, you know, it's just quite a different thing. After, you know, having a set place to go almost every day. And all of a sudden, the freedom, hey, maybe I want to just run out and go see a movie that I haven't seen you know, or what I did do is I went, I was taking care of some problems I was having with my computer. So I had the ability to go in and take care of that. And then today I went for a class, a brush up class.
Oh, good.
And tomorrow I have two more classes that I'm going to which has to do with portrait photography. So, you know, I'm starting to fill my days, and then I have to really do the technical parts of, you know, what am I going to do to make some money?
Right.
And so on and so forth. So I'm kind of like, I can't be like I was before. I'm kind of in a, you know, grappling stage, thinking stage, what pathways am I going to take?
Okay, so I have a suggestion for you.
Yeah.
My suggestion for you is, while you're sort of settling, because it's only been a week, right? So I'm sure you're still having thoughts and feelings and all of the above, you know, about the change that was not your choice, right, that you're faced with. So I think you should give yourself time to settle into that, but not consistently giving yourself time, like indefinitely giving yourself time. So my suggestion to you is twice a week, 2 days a week, and you should pick them as solidly the 2 days to do this. Pick 2 days a week where you are going to make progress, whether it's 5 minutes or 5 hours, you're going to make progress toward what you have to do financially. So whether it's your art, which you're not going to disclose now, we can talk about that privately, you know, whether it's that or whether it's teaching, you should pick 2 days where you're going to work on the business of Susan and how Susan's going to create revenue so Susan can live the life she wants to live.
Right.
Not have to live, but wants to live. Like, I would choose, like, if I were you, I would choose to do that, like, on Tuesday and Wednesday. Stick to Tuesday. So that you have 3 days where you can be doing some exploring, whether it's seeing a movie, going to a yoga class, you know, self-satisfying, you know, exploring. But 2 days a week, get yourself up, put your makeup on, get dressed like you're going to work, and sit down at your desk or sit down at your table and make progress, make the phone calls, make the notes, make the appointments to get closer to your income.
Right. So, you know, it's interesting because everything that you said, I basically have done. In front of me is my list. And the last 2 days, one day I was home. Today I was out and about doing, you know, my appointments. And both of those days I got dressed in such a way that, you know, I was dressed.
Yeah.
Dressed to, you know, dressed to, how do I say this? I wasn't just properly dressed. I put together what, you know, I've been doing for a long time. You know, and
so
it was almost like a pretend, you know, like a pretend.
Right.
That
it's so
I
important,
had someplace
though.
To go. Yes, yes.
But it's and, so important because what happens is if you don't do that, then you tend to get too comfortable not moving forward.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So you should definitely pick your days, though, so that you are solidly working 2 days a week.
Yes. Well, I have my list of who to call tomorrow, which would be after I go to my two appointments. I have an appointment at 11 and I have an appointment at 1:45. Actually, I sent that message to you, Jen.
Did you?
And then I'll be home. I'll be home the rest of the day, and I'll, you know, do what I have to do. I'll make phone calls. maybe to Jennifer. I might make a phone call too. And I'll take care of those things that, you know, that you just said. And get started on this rest of my life.
Right. Right. So, but don't forget to take good care of yourself too, because you know what? It's so hard when you have a change like this, you know. You got to make sure you eat well and you sleep well and you get some, you know, you get some exercise in, because you've got so many challenges in front of you. You got to keep the balance going.
Yeah. Sure. I did not sleep well. I only slept
really?
A couple of hours. Something just kept me up, and I really ended up not having a lot of sleep. So tonight I'm probably sleep like a log. Get up tomorrow and you know, take better, you know, have a better, you know, feeling about, you know, things.
Right. So when you went to your class for your computer, you went to the mall, right?
Yes.
How did it feel going there, not being employed there anymore?
Oh, well, I've been there almost every day. That's the funny thing about it. I have to be there because I've been having this problem with my computer.
Right.
And then I had to go into my workplace and hand in some papers. And I've been having this this love feast with everybody because they gave me two different parties.
Oh, nice.
Left. And everybody was really upset that I was leaving. And in fact, my customers writing letters.
Wow.
And then my coworkers were upset because if my position could be cut, and by the way, you know, the position was cut. I wasn't fired or anything. It's just
right.
That's what's going on in retailing. They're really worried about themselves, you know.
Yeah, of course.
The online situation is really taking a lot away from the you know, the mall. If you're in the mall, you would be amazed to see the places that are going out and what places are coming back in. It's really quite a change, I think.
Yeah. Well, I will.
Was about.
I will tell you that I might go to a mall once a year. I don't go to malls anymore. It's not something I enjoy. You know, to go from store to store. But I find that it's easier for my lifestyle. Unfortunately for you, you know, I'm one of the reasons why, but it's easier for my lifestyle to order online.
Yeah. See, and that's great. It's convenient, but it's what's
right.
really in that's what's really cutting the traffic at for these stores.
Yeah. It is.
You know, it works against it. And one day, that mall may not be there.
No, I agree.
And that store may not be there. I don't know if you know the story about the mall. There's a mall in I think it's in Western Ohio. Did I talk about this before?
No.
It's a mall that is known to be the average customer. It houses the average customer. And
right.
A very popular mall. Well, it is now closed. There's
really?
Nothing. There's no stores there. Yep. Not quite sure what the name of it is, but I think it might have been Western Ohio. Yep, because
okay.
online and all the other different things that contribute, whether it be the economy or the so-called economy, let's say,
right.
And the aging of the customer, which is too all over, and not shopping like they used to shop, and the habits of the young customer, which is not to move out of their abode.
Right.
Everything is ordered in. So, and yet when they want to have it there, you know, a shopping experience, it may not be there.
Yeah, it may not be there. Now, you know what? There are times that I enjoy it, but I always find that when I go to a mall, recently in the last, I don't know, I would say 6 months to a year, if I go to a mall or I go to a store that's like a that's a chain store. Recently, I was at a Banana Republic with a friend, and they didn't have a size. They didn't have my size, and they said, "Oh, well, we can order it online for you." You know,
right.
So it's like, I, you know, we can get it online. So I think to myself, what am I doing here? You know, why not just shop online? Why do I come in? Because I find that in a lot of stores that some, they won't have my size and have to order it anyway. So
That's definitely what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, we had that. Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid or when I was younger, prior to the internet, they didn't have your size. You picked something else out, you know, or you took a chance and you went to another store that was, I don't know, 30 miles away that might have it. You know, but now it's everything's so instant that, you know, you don't have to go to a store. You can get it, you know, someplace else. So that's the hard part, I mean, that you're facing, right?
The thing that, it's the experience also when it's a nice mall. This is a beautiful mall, or it was. And
right.
Now, little by little, some of those really fine stores are going out. Because the leases are going way, way up, you know. And
right,
they're not selling enough. So they move out. One of the kiosks, who I have, they have beautiful stuff, and the prices are really good. She told me that they're leaving because they're going bankrupt.
Right.
And
right.
And that's a fine, it's not just a junk place, you know, it's a fine, really a fine choices of beautiful jewelry. And it's kind of sad. I kind of like enjoyed just, you know, on my break, just kind of walk through the mall, well, you know, whatever people are there, that is. You know, meeting people and looking in the windows, stopping for a snack. You know, it's kind of like nice. It's like not being in an office where, you know, nothing is stimulating you. Nothing is, you know, a nice clean break from being at work, you know.
Exactly.
But it looks like that's not going to be the future.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen next, right?
So many changes.
Okay, so
we
have to adjust and alter ourselves and make those changes. Well, it was good talking to you, Susan. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow offline. I can't wait to hear what's going on.
Okay,
we'll keep it a secret until you're ready to talk about it. And I'm glad you called in tonight. So you have a good night, and I will talk to you.
And
I'm glad to hear things are moving in the right direction.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, have a good night.
Okay, you too.
This is Just Call Jennifer. You can call at 657-383-0732 every Sunday night between 8 and 9 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio, CNO Solutions. This is Just Call Jennifer. Thank you, bensound.com, for your lead-in and break music. Girl in Town visited Claire Copersino, North Fork Yoga Shala. Huck, thank you so much for the instruction that I got there last week. You know, I feel like making the ride there every single week. What a great experience at your studio. And, of course, the Tibetan sound therapy with the singing bowls. I'm telling you, folks, go to YouTube and search singing bowls. They have 20-minute sessions. They have 9-hour sessions on YouTube, and you can experience such a great, relaxing, balancing sound therapy. I really, really enjoyed it, and I highly recommend it. We will be back next, which will be the 18th of February, and I should be broadcasting from New York City once again, where tonight it is 51 degrees, and I hope you're cozy and comfortable with people you care about or with a really great book and your feet up. Thank you for joining me. This is Just Called Jennifer, and I look forward to hearing from you as you make the changes in your lifestyle to live a quality, happy life. Have a good week, everybody. Thanks for joining.